Bidvest was out with its annual results today, and my colleague Greg van der Kerk spoke to the CEO.
The diversified group Bidvest reported financial results for its financial year to the end of June today. The group, of course, owns stakes in more than 300 companies, including many well-known South African brands such as McCarthy, Avis, Adcock Ingram and Rennies. The group also employs around 125,000 people. During the period, the group's trading profit rose by 3.5% to 6.7 billion rand. Headline earnings per share rose by nearly 10% to 13 rand 52. The final dividend was 5.6% higher at 3 rand 18, and that pushed the total dividend for the year to 6 rand a share, which is 8% higher than the previous year. Lindsay Rolfs, CEO of Bidvest, is on the line. Lindsay, welcome to the show. We haven't seen many companies with significant South African operations report double-digit HEPS growth and announce a dividend increase of 8%. Low single-digit increases have been the norm. How should shareholders look at the results?
We were very chuffed with our results, to be quite honest, very pleased indeed. I know we've said it before, but the diversity of what Bidvest does, as you mentioned, so many companies, you know, employing all those people, we do cross-pollinate the entire spectrum of SA Inc. And there are some areas of South Africa's economy that still are firing a little bit. You know, we can go into a bit of detail there. Plus, we've got a big slug of our business. About 64%, 68% is annuity-based, service-related type businesses. You know, and they're very resilient in these tough times. So I think we've engineered a very nice business model for ourselves, and it does work in the good times and, you know, can stand up to tough economic conditions. You would have noticed in our results that the pure business is exposed to the industrial side of South Africa's manufacturing, infrastructure, construction. They battled away, as we would have expected them to, and the luxury end of the automotive vehicle market like Daimler Chrysler, etc., they also battled. But we do have such a unique business platform across so many spectrums of South Africa, so we get the good stuff as well.
Let's talk about the sectors, to use your words, which fired. Which were the top-performing businesses in the group?
The top-performing business was our services business, and that's the one that, you know, we're really pleased about that, because that's the one that we, you know, we put some money into a fairly significant investment about 2 years ago into Newman in Ireland and the UK. And that business alone was 16% up in euro terms, which we were very pleased about. And then the South African core businesses back home have also performed particularly well. The only one that's really struggled a little bit within services was the travel businesses. But the facility management business, the security business, etc., have done very nicely for us.
But there has been and there are significant concerns about the South African economy. There are concerns about political uncertainty, which does flow through to the economy. What are your expectations for the economy in the short to medium term?
Now, we are still concerned about the economy. You know, I think we did mention it briefly in a presentation this morning. We need the private sector and the public sector to start investing in the country. I mean, otherwise, there really isn't much news on the horizon. We have, I think we showed and mentioned our big LPG project down in Richards Bay, and that will flow over into another hub in Johannesburg, where we've spent a significant amount of money, and we will continue to spend more money in infrastructure spend into an LPG project, which will create an entire new industry in this country. You know, so that's just one example of what we're doing. We will definitely give capital allocation to more infrastructure spend in the country, but it does need to be followed up by, you know, public spend as well. Public sector spend, which is obviously tough at the moment because the fiscus is somewhat short of funds. But I think we're very optimistic about South Africa. We always have been, continue to be. And I think that cycle will and has to turn over a period of time. So the next 12 months, I think one can expect to be still quite tough as we get through this very difficult time. We're obviously very hopeful that we don't get a downgrade, because that would be particularly negative, I think, for the country and for foreign investment. You know, we have seen quite a bit of international investment into the country. I don't really want to mention those, but it is public knowledge of who bought a big food business and who bought a big dairy business recently, which does show that, you know, there still remains interest in this country. And there are pockets of opportunity.
Yes, lots of opportunities. On the JSE, for example, we are seeing many well-managed and good companies trading at record lows. Are you maybe looking to invest or use this opportunity to invest in other businesses?
We did this year. We announced this morning that we spent $3 billion on acquisitions last year, which is a fairly significant amount. We must have bought about 10 or 15 this year. Different companies, from a drone business to another water business to various print and packaging businesses, et cetera, et cetera. Quite a lot of new innovation type businesses we've moved into. One's got to keep abreast with technology. And we have announced $3 billion acquisition of a company called Equestra, which is a fleet management business, which we'll hook onto our Fidelis Bank business model. That is with the Competition Board at the moment and with the Saab. And we hope that would be approved by the end of this calendar year. But we continuously keep our eyes open in South Africa. And of course, I'm sure you might ask me later, but internationally, we would also look to expand our business.
Lindsay, you are, of course, looking for new opportunities all the time, as you've said, both in South Africa and offshore. How significant are the offshore operations currently?
Before unbundling, it was about 50-50. Subsequent to the unbundling, which is 3 years ago, we've only managed to move it to about 5% international and still 95% South African. From a capital allocation point of view, however, we've kind of got a rough idea of spending about 50% on local capital allocation and another 50% offshore. And I think over time that percentage for offshore will grow. And not because we don't like South Africa, just because we have become quite strong and quite big in South Africa. So it's becoming more and more difficult to find acquisitions that fit our 6 or 7 specific pillars of where we do business. So we would probably over a period of time start to look more internationally than local.
Just lastly, you are in a new financial year. Do you think you can sustain this performance?
I would like to think so. You know, we have kicked off with a good start because we bought Adcock. It was an associate of ours. We've bought 51% of it, just under 51%. So we will be consolidating that from the 1st of August. I mentioned this morning it's a listed company that's got $7 billion in turnover and about $1 billion in trading profit that we're going to consolidate. That will be accretive to us. The Equestria acquisitions will be accretive. And a number of the $3 billion acquisitions that we made in the latter part of the last financial year will kick in for the full 12 months. Plus, we have successfully the last week and this week signed 2 reasonable-sized bolt-ons in the UK, which we're quite excited about. So I think we've kicked ourselves off to a good start. ISA Inc. is, and I really don't want to underestimate it, is very, very tough. The consumer is under pressure, manufacturing is under pressure, infrastructure spend is under pressure, construction is under pressure. And we do play in those markets as well. We play in most markets in South Africa. So there's going to be some good stuff out there, but there's also going to be some real hard times.
That was Lindsay Ralsey, he's the CEO of Bidvest.